Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Shady Rays. Shady Rays is having their best deal of the year. Go to ShadyRays.com and use promo code SGPN for 50% off two pairs of polarized sunglasses. We're also brought to you by SGPN's Draft Week. All week long, SGPN has you covered with draft props, mock drafts, and our live NFL Draft Watch Party. So make sure to smash that subscribe button at YouTube.com/SportsGamblingPodcast.
Hi, yo, Degenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 334. It's not going to be dedication. It's going to be anti-dedication. This does not go out to my fantasy baseball team because they crapped the bet today on me, and I lost, well, in my one keeper league. But there you go. This does not go out to my fantasy baseball team. This is especially does not go out to, what's that guy's name? Pitches for the Mets and used to pitch for the Blue Jays. Marcus Stroman. This definitely does not go out to you. Thanks for coming to the show. It's not a fantasy baseball podcast. We have Baseball Money is Fake. Go listen to that with the Giraffe and Blake. This is the MMA Gambling Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. This is one of our Monday regional episodes. Don't worry. Well, I shouldn't say don't worry. It's not Bellator because we're going to get to Bellator very, very soon. And we made some money on Bellator last week. But no, we're doing Cage Warriors this week. They are setting down in Dublin. And they have a pretty interesting looking fight card. So I have an expert on with me who kills it in all of his betting, especially non-UFC betting. It's one and only Gumby God, Daniel Vreeland. Hello.
So first of all, is it Marcus Stroman a Cub?
Oh, is he a Cub? Okay, see, that's the thing. I just... Yeah, you're right.
He was a Cub. He was a,
yeah, used
he
to
was
be a Met, but he's a Cub now, yes.
He's a Cub now. Okay, all right. Just making sure I know.
Yep.
And yes, I am... quote unquote on fire here with Bellator. It's been a good couple of weeks. The last couple of Bellators we've done, we did Bellator 230 or 293, which I went 4-0 at. Then we did two picks this week from 294, 2-0 in those, including a fat, and I we're choosing
a mustached fat pick.
235 underdog with Tim Johnson. By the way, he closed only like plus $1.45. Like if you bet him at fight time, you got hosed. Should have been listening to us last Wednesday or last Monday rather. Cause we had a good Tim Johnson line in there. And then I went 2-1 and Bellator, what was that? 295.
Yeah.
And really I should have been 3-0. I thought Conor Watanabe beat Alima Leigh McFarlane. She got a lot of home cooking in that one, but still, 2-1, including Patchy Mix, who closed as a favorite, closed as a negative 120 favorite, but we bet him on Sunday at plus 180. So, again, listen to us right when it happens, because the lines are phenomenal when they do. Although, do we have lines this week?
No, we don't have lines this week.
Well, anyway, so back to my conclusion. That put us at 4-1 on the week. On the year, I'm 64-31 on non-UFC fights. I was up, not that bad. I was up 362.62 on the week. Which if you bet $100 on every fight, which by the way, don't do that. That's dumb. But if you bet $100 stupidly on every fight, like I tell you to, you would be up 17, 19, 18 on the year on my regional picks. So pretty decent return on investment.
Yeah, no doubt. So maybe I should just do the UFC events by myself and you can do these by yourself and things will be better that way, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Maybe.
Because you suck at UFC, right?
I do the picks of these on my own anyway, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you give me the layups. There has been the occasional one that you've made picks on, but it's pretty rare.
Yes. Crazy. I don't think I'll make picks this week, even though I can just make picks off the cuff and who knows. Like my Junior Toffa one. I didn't know much about him. And how did that panned out good for me, did it not?
Oh, Junior Toffa.
Muhammad Usman. All right.
I told you weren't allowed to put money on him unless you watched him fight Nicholas Jurjevic.
It's true. I don't think some people did. People did pick Usman in the Discord, too. That's the thing. People were actually betting on that fight.
I now, once an episode, have to say the name Nicholas Jurjevic.
It's true. He's become our Jordan Williams.
Jordan
Williams that you were saying on? Yeah.
I haven't said it in a while.
It's not a Jordan Williams podcast anymore. All right. This is a Cage Warriors episode. Cage Warriors always puts on good events. How are you with Cage Warriors? Do you have that broken down or not?
I could pull those up while you're prompting if you want.
Okay. How about I tell you about our friends at Shady Rays and you can do that. There we go. Multitask. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered from the sun to the slopes with premium polarized shades, customizable snow goggles, and much more. Shady Rays is an independent sunglasses company that offers a world-class product that's just as good as any expensive pair we've worn. Durable frames and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures. Less than all, Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. Wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase. With Shady Rays, you can look good and feel good. To date, they have donated over 20 million meals to fight hunger with Feeding America. If you don't love them, exchange for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Here is your call to action. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the year. Go to ShadyRays.com. Use promo code SGPN for 50% off. That's half price, people. Two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 200,000 people. That's SGPN. Code ShadyRays.com is the site. All right. You have some stats for us.
We haven't broken down a Cage Warriors card this year.
We haven't. Oh, well, you do pretty good then.
I'm undefeated.
You're undefeated. That's true. Undefeated. All right. Okay, that was last year, right? 2022. So you haven't started bookkeeping until 2023. All right.
Yeah, I just keep different spreadsheets for every year. Yeah.
We're gonna kill it. Well, he's gonna kill it this week. I'm just gonna set him up. I think I was told that when we used to get reviews from you people. All you listeners haven't given us reviews yet. Come on, give us a review if you haven't given us a review. But I think I was called a table setter or something like that. So anyhow, I will set the table for Cage Warriors 153 Dublin. It is going down on Saturday, the 29th, 4 p.m. Eastern. UFC Fight Pass for the broadcast and the prelims. Three Arena in Dublin, Ireland. 14 fights in a cage. We're going to break down the five that are the juiciest in Gumby's eyes. Starting with, I think, an undercard fight, right? Let me find it on Tapology here. Yes, we got to scroll. No, actually, the main card. Their main cards have a million fights on it. Main card, 150-pound catchweight fight. Morgan Charrier versus Pedro Coleman. Both men are usually featherweights, but why is this at 150? You know anything about that?
Charrier's had trouble making weight in the past. I don't know if it has something to do with that, but maybe. I don't know.
All right, maybe. That's the type of insight we need here. All right, let's break it down for you. Coleman, we don't have lines, like I said, so I will give the info and Gumby will tell you his made-up line or what range you should bet this fight in if you want to bet it. We'll start with Coleman, though, like I said. Mata Gigantes is his nickname, which is?
Giant Killer.
Giant Slayer, yes, Giant Killer. I will accept it. Yes, the judges will accept it. 8-3 with 3 knockouts. He's been knocked out twice, submitted once. So he's been finishing all of his losses. This is his Cage Warriors debut. He's gone 6-1 over his last 7 fights. However, he did lose via submission his very last fight. And he's been a pro MMA fighter since 2012. Charrier, the last pirate. Unfortunately, his name's not in French. 16-9-1, 8 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been submitted once. 4-3 in Cage Warriors. He used to be the featherweight champion there. He has lost two of his last three. So he's gone 1-2 and then 4-2 before that. So not before that. 4-2 in his last six, 1-2 in his last three. He did win his last fight and he has multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Go to Sports Gambling Podcast store, buy the shirt. Okay. Break it down.
First of all, Chiria is going to be a huge favorite here. Both because he's just got like a recognizable name, being a former champ, being in Cage Warriors before, whereas Coleman's coming from Aries. I think he's going to be a massive favorite. So I'm going to say -325 for Charrier. I'm also going to pick him to win. Although I'm going to tell you, I don't like him until we get to like -250 or below. Like he's probably not a parlay piece until we start inching towards 200 because, you know, I was rewatching some of his more recent fights. Like if you look at his early fights, everybody's like, you know, he's a murderer. And then he had like a whole bunch of like really tough fights with like, with the top level guys in his division, right? With like the Paul Hughes and the Jordan Vucenic's and those types of guys. And even his last fight was not all that great looking. The best comp I can give you is if you're a guy who watches like a lot of regional MMA in the US, but maybe not in England, he's like he's basically like a French Solomon Renfro, like stocky, very powerful, very athletic, but sometimes like erratic and kind of prone to mistakes. And that like, that obviously worries you when you start to like inch into the -300s. But, I do think he's going to win because Pedro Coleman is a guy who, on the feet, throws like really wide wading in strikes as he like lunges too much, which leaves him susceptible to be clipped. He doesn't throw anything really straight. It seems like everything is coming from hooks, angles and stuff like that. And he like really wants the fight on the mat. Like he's a jiu-jitsu specialist, but also like wound up tapping out to a forearm choke from half guard last time. So like how good is his defensive jiu-jitsu? I don't know, but he like tries to throw up heel hooks and shit like that all the time. So his jiu-jitsu's fun, if not very good. So I think this is like a fight to get Charrier back in the win column. I mean, he won his last one, but by split decision. But I think he can crack him on the feet here. So I'm going to go with Charrier. But again, if this is in the -300s, you probably don't even want to like throw it in your parlay. You probably want to wait for it to either come down or just turn this into a pass spot.
A French Solomon Renfro. That is quite a reference.
French Solomon Renfro. That's the kind of analysis you come here for, guys.
That's like a Dennis Miller style deep analysis there. A deep reference there, Dan. It's going to go over most people's heads, like my Dennis Miller reference probably did as well, right?
I know who Dennis Miller is. You're fine with that.
And you know, his references are very, very high.
They're obscure. Yeah.
Which is why he worked so well on Monday Night Football when they had him on. Anywho,
there's been a lot of bad Monday Night Football guys.
There has been.
Booger McFarland, shout out to Booger, whatever he's doing now.
Let's move up the card, shall we? 255 pound fight, 3 5-minute rounds. Adam Shelley versus Dean Barry, battle of lightweights, both from Ireland, fighting in their home country. We'll tell you about the sniper. He's sniper for eye pokes. Dean Barry, he sees right where the eye is and boom, he snipes it. He's 4-2 with 4 knockouts. He's been submitted once. This is his Cage Warriors debut. He went 0-1 in the UFC. He lost via disqualification against Mike Jackson. That was an eye poke, right? I remember that correctly.
Yeah, and
right?
Then immediately fired for poking Mike Jackson in the eye repeatedly.
How dare you hurt Mike Jackson? Such a nice guy. Used to fight at 145 pounds and 170 pounds, and he is a pro kickboxer. Mr. Barry. Shelley, 3-2, 1 knockout. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 2-1 in Cage Warriors. Did win his last fight, and he's 5 inches taller than Barry. Go ahead.
Yeah, he's a real tall, lanky-looking dude. And he fights out of like a – oh, I should give you the line, I think, on this one. Barry's going to be a favorite. Let's say -215 here. And I'm going to pick Dean Barry. I think
– Boring.
Yeah, it's kind of boring, but I think Adam Shelley here – so he's got like an okay, like karate-style striking stance. But then, like, he gets backed up very, very easily. He moves his head a little bit, but not enough that makes me feel good about it. His attacks aren't really there. I think deep down, he really wants to grapple here, especially because he's, like, really long and lanky. And when he does get it to the ground, he's all right there. But, like, he doesn't have very many finishes. And in the fight that I did see him get stopped, he backed up too much, got up against the cage, and just got tagged a couple of times, and it seemed like he quit. Like, he just didn't want to be there anymore. And the thing about Dean Barry is, yes, he's not UFC caliber. Should have never been in the UFC. Certainly not on that short of a resume. Like, maybe, I mean, he'll probably never go back to the UFC now. But, like, if he had fought a couple of times for Cage Warriors, he probably would have been a little bit more ready for it. But, like, the thing about him is he, like, just throws wildly and with, like, lots of blind aggression. And, you know, against a more experienced opponent, that might be trouble. But here, you're talking about a guy who's long and lanky. His chin stays up in the air, and he backs up against the cage too easily. Like, that's probably right what Dean Barry needs. So, yeah, give me Dean Barry here. -215, not a terrible number. Obviously, like, I'd want to get it a little lower. But I think the fact that he's coming out of the UFC, that number is probably only going to go up.
Hopefully we have some juicier picks coming up after I tell you about Underdog Fantasy. We're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA and NHL playoffs are here, and what better way to get down on some player prop parlays than over at Underdog Fantasy? Besides daily NHL, NBA, and MLB games, they've also already got NFL best ball drafts with a guaranteed $500,000 in prizes. Head over to underdogfantasy.com and use promo code SGPN for 100% deposit bonus up to $100. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN. And the NFL draft props contest, we're giving away stuff again, part of SGPN's draft week. SGPN is holding a free NFL draft props contest exclusively for members of our Discord. It's completely free to join, and the winner gets a $250 cash out of Gumby's pocket and a $50 SGPN gift card to our amazing store. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord and go to the NFL channel for the sign up link. All right.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
What are we moving on to now? All right, we had Ireland versus Ireland battle. We're going to have another Shelly fighting. This is third from the top. Tobias Harila versus Ryan Shelly. So it's not Ireland this time. It is, where's Tobias Harila from? What flag is that? Sweden?
I think he's Swedish, if I remember correctly.
He is Swedish versus Irish, I believe is what they're called. We'll tell you about Shelly first. 6-0, 2 knockouts, 3 submissions, 4-0 in Cage Warriors. So he's fought at a pretty high level. He did win his last fight via submission, and he's 2 inches taller than Harila. Bad Intentions is Harila's nickname. 11-3 with 10 knockouts. He's been knocked out once, submitted once. 3-2 in Cage Warriors. He's gone loss, win over his last 4 fights. He did win via TKO his last fight. He's got multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Get the shirt in the Sports Gambling Podcast store. And I'm supposed to say correct first. Correct. And then I said, get the shirt. Harila used to fight at flyweight and lightweight. And that's all I got for you.
So I'm going to take Shelly this time. I'm going to take the younger of the two Shellys.
Are they related?
Yeah, they're brothers. Okay. Adam and Ryan. And I think they actually have a third brother who used to fight MMA. I don't know if he still does. But this is one's like, I want to say like 3 years younger. First of all, I think Ryan Shelly might be worse than Adam Shelly. But I actually just think he got like a really nice matchup here. He's also tall and weirdly lanky and all that kind of stuff. I really don't like the way he backs up, similar to his brother. He actually maybe has worse head movement than his brother. Not a good karate stance. He stands a little too square. But like, I do like the way he controls people against the cages. I like the way he works in the clinch. I like his clinch body locks. And if you've watched any of Tobias Harila, Harila has some of the worst takedown defense I've ever seen. And his striking defense, not great either. His chin's kind of up in the air a little bit. Maybe the worst trait of his striking is just that like his head never moves. It stays on the line. And Shelly, like, he does two things that I think are going to make Harila have issues is that, first of all, he throws like a push kick and a teep kick up the middle, and that helps him establish range and helps make his opponents get a little reckless. And then when they get a little reckless, he winds up working in the clinch, and he's like, he's not bad out of the clinch. And I think the fact that Harila is so bad at defending takedowns, I think that plays right into Shelly's hands. So As far as the line on this one, I think this is probably going to be the closest line out of the ones we've seen. I wouldn't be surprised to see Shelley south of negative 150, but I still do think he's going to be the favorite. This is going to be another favorite for me. I'll say like negative 145.
All right, minus 145 for Gumby, for Shelley. That's his big pick so far. We'll see what we have going. We got two more fights to break down for you. The co-main event, James Sheehan versus Oban Elliott. Welterweight, 3 5-minute rounds. Elliott, evil Oban Elliott. He's 7-2, 2 knockouts, 3 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. Both of his losses have come via knockout. 6-2 in Cage Warriors. He's won 3 straight and 4 of 5. Used to fight at middleweight. Sheehan, Jimbo Slice, one of the best nicknames around, right?
It's pretty good.
It's very good. He's 6-2, 2 knockouts, 2 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 5-1 in Cage Warriors. So he's another Cage Warrior veteran. He's won 5 straight fights. He's not lost since February of 2019. And he's 3 inches taller than Oban Elliott.
So I think Sheehan's definitely going to be the favorite here, probably similar to like Shelley was. So I'll say like maybe negative 150 for Sheehan, coming back on like plus 135 for Elliott. And I'm going to go dog on this one. I'm like Oban Elliott. I will say his last fight with Matt Bonner, or maybe that was 2 fights ago. Is that 2 fights ago? I can't remember. When he fought Matt Bonner anyway, he had some real issues with range, which is a little bit concerning here against James Sheehan, especially because Sheehan is much longer than him. But he does have like a good 1-2, and he's got a good like counter left check hook. He does get moved back a little bit early in the fight, but when he starts to get a little bit more comfortable with himself, he moves forward. And he's really good letting go of his punches, even if he's got that reach disadvantage when he's moving forward. So like as long as he like learns that, and lucky for him, and James Sheehan is a guy who like does not have tremendous pressure, particularly with his footwork. He's like very happy to just like circle around in the middle or be the person to strike second. And I think that is going to cause problems for him against Elliott, because Elliott is so much better when he can move forward. Sheehan's got like a good jab. He's got good defense. He just like the lack of aggression worries me a lot against a guy like Elliott, because Elliott not only, like I said, has sort of some of those weapons, and when he moves forward is good, but he's also got decent wrestling. And I think he could really take advantage of this fight if it came to the wrestling, and with a guy who's a little bit more complacent. And Sheehan, his forward pressure isn't going to deter Elliott from doing that. So I like the dog money here on Elliott. I think Elliott is probably going to be, like I said, like plus 135. I think if you find him at plus money at all here, jump on it.
Finally, Gumby is back to normal. I was thinking it was an imposter. Maybe it was an AI that took over. But no, I guess the AI would know that you like to take dogs also. But finally, got a dog pick. We're going to the main event time. Now, it's for a belt, a big shiny Cage Warriors belt. I assume their belts are shiny. Oh, it's a unification belt. Even better. We got 2 champions here. 5 5-minute rounds at welterweight. Reese McKee, the real champion, versus Judo Jim Wallhead, the interim champion. Tell you about Judo Jim first. 33-11, 13 knockouts, 10 submissions, been knocked out twice, submitted 4 times, 13-6 in Cage Warriors. And as I mentioned, he's the interim champion currently. He's won 4 straight fights in 8 of 10. So the old dog's got some bite left in him still. Last 2 fights have been via knockout and or TKO. He's not lost since June of 2017. Who would have thought? He went 0-2 in the UFC, multiple region championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. That's a new shirt right there. Correct. Get the shirt, Dan. Okay. Get on that. Judo Jim was used to fight at middleweight and light heavyweight. 3-2 in Bellator. 2005 pro MMA debut. He's a judo champion. Imagine that with that nickname. It'd be funny if he wasn't. And he also is a pro kickboxer. Reese McKee is a Skeletor, apparently, because that's his nickname, Skeletor. So he's 12-4-1, 9 knockouts, 3 submissions. So he's finished everyone that he is. Beat two, he's been knocked out himself twice, 2-0 in Cage Warriors, and is the current champion, the real champion. He's won 2 straight fights, both via knockout, and 5 of his last 7. He's not lost since November 2020. He went 0-2 in the UFC, didn't really get a fair crack there, but I'm sure Dan will have something to say about that. Used to fight at lightweight, was regional champion. He's 11 years younger than Judo Jim, 4 inches taller, 4 inches reach.
Yeah, not a great run for him in the UFC. Gets Khamzat Chimaev on short notice on Fight Island, and then is forced to fight Alex Morano. Goes to decision with Alex Morano. Still no love. He's going to be a massive favorite here. Reese McKee is. He's going to be -275. I'll say Judo Jim coming up 250 on the return. And get this, I'm taking Judo Jim.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
he's back. Everyone is back.
I mean, like, here's the thing. Reese McKee, tall, lanky, chin is really high. If you watched any of his recent Cage Warriors fights, like, when he wants to engage, he, like, kind of ducks his head on the way in a couple of times. Which, like, when you're fighting a guy like Jim Wallhead, who right now is just putting people to sleep with his right hook. And just, like, in violent fashion, both Skibinski and Figlak both, like, took naps to his right hook. Like, you don't want a guy who's dipping their head into range for that. And I will also say this, like, Reese McKee, if you watch most of his fights, like, pumps the jab out there a little bit, you know, he tries to dance around, tries to get the body lock and score the takedown. His nickname's Judo Jim. Like, you're not going to take down Judo Jim like that. Especially because, like, Reese McKee's takedowns are all, like, high body lock Greco-Roman style takedowns. It's not like he hits double legs or single legs or anything like that. And if you're telling me he's boxing with Judo Jim for that amount of time, I don't like his odds. Like, yeah, he beat Justin Berlinson and he knocked out Justin Berlinson, but, like, you know, Justin Berlinson also had problems boxing with Johan Lainese and actually far more trouble with Johan Lainese. He likes to grapple. He's a grappler. So, like, you're talking about boxing with a guy with extreme power and who probably has the ability to take you down, right? Judo Jim could probably take him down with a, you know, hip throw or whatever it is. You know, he's got good inside trips. I'd like to see some of those inside trips. But regardless, if you get Judo Jim, especially if he's anywhere north of +200, like, yeah, Judo Jim Wallhead here all day.
All right, there you go. Ended it with a bang. Hopefully these, well, they'll come through. Gumby's the best. Come on. All right, recap, in case you forgot. Judo Jim Wallhead, big underdog, hopefully. Oban Elliott, a smaller underdog, but hopefully an underdog still. Ryan Shelley, a slight favorite, probably. Dean Barry, he probably a big dog. I'm sorry, big favorite. And someone, Charrier, I can't be bothered looking
Morgan.
At his name. Morgan Charrier, probably a big, big price, but Gumby touched the range to bet it. All right. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Anything else worth saying about this card?
They wound up being kind of weak here. It feels like their trips to Ireland wind up a little bit weaker than, you know, like their London fights or anything else. Because I think they get, like, a lot of those, like, 2-0 or 2-1 Irish prospects, and they fill out the card with them. And they're a little bit less willing to do that on the British shows.
Yep, that is true. All right, it should still be fun anyhow. You can get on our Discord. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord if you're not in there already. We usually hang out in the fights channel in there, but I'm all over the place as well. I'm making stupid comments. We're also Twitter, SGPN MMA. It's true. That's all I do. SGPN MMA, Gumby runs that account. He's also Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer. He's got a Top Turtle MMA podcast. He interviews UFC people and other, actually, regional fighters sometimes too. This week it's all UFC though, right? Jamie Lynn.
Horth.
What? Horth, right. And Kyle Bahio, right?
That's correct.
Yes. Top Turtle MMA. Listen to that. Get my Substack. Get me in your inbox. Let me in your inbox almost every day. MMA writing. MoneyMMA.substack.com. Free subscription. Get you some stuff. If you want to get all of my stuff, you can get it for $24 a year right now. What a steal. So head over there. At the very least, you can enter my pick 'em contest. Won't be one this week. I run 3 a month in UFC. This is their 4th event. So I'm skipping this one, but normally I will have a weekly UFC event for free for you to play. And then all our writing, not just our writing, but all the people who work at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, all their writing, all their discounts, all our giveaways, all our podcasts can be found at the site I just told you, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We'll be back on Wednesday with our first of our two UFC previews for this coming weekend. Until then, Gumby's going to bid you farewell.
I'm Dana Gumby Freeland. He's Judo Jeff Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.